Good morning. We'd like to see the title of confidence in the 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. For online pupils, we'd like to suggest the 3 questions. Number 1, in verse 1, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may run swiftly and be glorified just as it is with you. So what does the phrase of the word of the Lord may run swiftly mean? Question 2. In verse 5, now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. What does into the patience of Christ the phrase mean? Last question in verse 6. But we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the tradition which he received from us. What does the phrase of the tradition which he received from us mean? First of all, we'd like to see the background of the 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. The 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 1 says, Paul, Silvanus or Silas and Timothy to the church of Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So we know that disciple Paul's co-ministers were Silas and Timothy. So here, pray for us also stand for disciple Silas and Timothy, according to the 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 1. Also, in the book of chapter 16 and 17 of book of Acts, we can know disciple Paul delivered a gospel first, Philippi, 2 Thessalonica, 3 Berea, 4 Athens, last one Corinth. Because Judaizers were trying to persecute disciple Paul's delivery of gospel. So that's why disciple Paul ran away from Philippi into southbound and today Greece area, or at that time called Macedonia. Here, verse 1, finally, brethren, pray for us. Brethren meaning Christians, so born-again Christians. Finally, brethren, or Thessalonians, Christians, pray for us. So we know that us stand for Paul, Silas, and Timothy. The word of the Lord may run swiftly and be glorified just as it is with you. So swiftly, New King James Version, swiftly, but King James Version, free course. So what does it mean? First of all, pray for us. Pray meaning communication with God the Father. Let God the Father do something. So prayer for us, particularly here, disciple Paul asked Thessalonians, Christians, to pray for us, disciples Silas and Timothy. For what? In order to deliver gospel swiftly, which meaning without obstruction or free course. So Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18 through 19, also disciple Paul asked the Ephesians Christians to pray for us too here, praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance, all patience, and supplication or fervent prayer for all the saints, all the brothers, and for me. So pray for me that utterance may be given to you. For what? The utterance may be given to me, and I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. So, disciple Paul asked the Ephesians Christians to pray for me to deliver the gospel boldly. So, boldly, so the God, you know, giver a certain wisdom to deliver gospel, you know, to the people, you know, boldly. That is Ephesians. Also, Desire Paul asked to you, Romans Christians chapter 15, verse 30. Now I beg you, brethren, through the Lord Jesus Christ and through the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me, or you strive together with me. So you pursue together with me in prayers to God for me. Here also, prayer for me. The 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 11, disciple Paul asked the Corinthians Christians also intercessional prayer here. You also helping together in prayer for us. So prayer for disciple Paul and other co-ministers, that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the gift granted to us through many. So Corinthians, we can see, you know, some people, you know, give gift to the disciple and co-ministers. Colossians chapter 4 verse 3, also disciple Paul asked Colossians Christians to pray for us. Meanwhile, praying also for us. For what? That God would open to us a door for the word to speak of the mystery of Christ, for which I have also in chains. Basically, disciple asked the Colossians Christians to pray for us to deliver the gospel. So let God open door, you know, where disciple Paul and other co-ministers deliver in the gospel the mystery of Christ. So also Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 25, the first Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 25, simply, brethren, pray for us. So we can see right here, verse 1, simply meaning disciple Paul asked the two Thessalonians Christians pray for us, you know, pray for disciple Silas Timothy, for what? You know, to deliver gospel swiftly, smoothly, you know, free course, without obstruction. For example, last week, Brother Lucas and I, you know, delivered the Gospels, you know, to our witnesses. Before delivering gospel, we prayed to the Lord and let the Lord in open door. You know, then we had opportunity to talk with them about the gospel. Then we just said what the Bible says. So we discovered their Bible is different from, you know, our Bible. So basically, the chapter 1 of the Gospel of John, the Word was a God, not a God. So then is the proving for Trinity God. Also, the book of Genesis chapter 1, let us make our image. They said, make God's image. They try to Trinity God in a two single God, you know, without Trinity God. So I said this original Bible, Greek Bible, you know, in the New Testament, in the Old Testament, Hebrew Bible, does not say so. Then is they said, oh, really? So if you have a time, you may find out the original Bible. Then we prayed for them. So in God's time, God, you know, might open their heart to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior, as the Son of God. So that kind of thing, that time there was just no dispute, no argument at all, imagine. Verse 2, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all have faith. Unreasonable, which meaning no reason from the Bible, deriving from the Bible, that meaning unreasonable. Wicked man, wicked meaning evil or unbelievers. One example, in the last time we saw Galatians Judaizers, they tried to persecute the disciple Paul's ministry, disciple Paul's and deliver gospel, because they said disciple Paul's doctrine was wrong. Because for salvation, only required faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior is sufficient. No, because salvation required, with circumcision. So human behavior, circumcision. So they tried to persecute disciple Paul. They're kind of unreasonable because the arriving from the Bible. Grace simply means, fully unmerited and given favor freely, unmerited. So in the human part, it does not require any merit, including the human flesh work of circumcision, physical circumcision. So it really doesn't require that. So that is really unreasonable. So women has also no circumcision either physically. So that kind of really unreasonable. So the grace means any marriage in the human part are not required. Then meaning grace. So that's unreasonable, wicked man, because they persecute disciple Paul, they're very harshly. So you can see Book of Acts chapter 16 and 17. The Jewish people, followed the disciple Paul, the persecution, because they said they troubled in the world of peace, something like that, troublemaker. They accused the disciple Paul. So they do not, have a faith. That's why for not all have a faith. So verse 1 and verse 2, say finally. So finally, meaning in conclusion. So this letter, the second Thessalonians letter, the last part, brethren meaning brethren of Thessalonians, brethren, Christians, pray for us. Why? That the word of the Lord may run swiftly and be glorified. So God's word may be glorified, just as it is with you. God's word is either you or you. And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and that wicked man, for not all have a faith. So God protect us from unreasonable or wicked men or the bothering or the destroying people. For example, the Harvest Crusade. So always whenever I went there, I saw the great glory to deliver the gospel outside their picket. Somebody held up in a picket. Great glory is a false prophet. So they're trying to the obstructing the delivery gospel in swiftly. So that kind of the things we can see. Also verse 1 and verse 2, we can see real strong defense, first the prayer, then the word of God. Because the word of God is with you. The word of God is with Thessalonians Christians. So a strong, a main defense from any unreasonable, wicked man to destroy the ministries is prayer. Also, the word of God. Verse 3, but the Lord is faithful. Yeah, Lord is always faithful, but we are not always faithful. That's why God asked us to disciple. Ministry requires only faithfulness, requires meaning. We are not enough the amounting to faithfulness as God is faithful. So the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Because our Lord is faithful, that's why Lord establish you and guard you or protect you from evil one. Those are unreasonable or wicked people. Verse 4, and we have confidence in the Lord, or we have trust in the Lord concerning you, both that you do and will do the things we command you. So basically, we, meaning the disciples, Silas, Timothy, have trust in the Lord concerning you, because you are doing, you are practicing the things we command you, or the things we exhort you. So, or you will do it. So that kind of thing, we can see the 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12 through 22, the disciple Paul delivered right over the exhortations. And we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you, so who are ministers and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. So the leaders, to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. So basically, first, exhortation is we encourage you, brethren, to make honor, ministers, or to respect them in Jesus' love for their ministries. A lot of ministry, gospel, at Calvary Chapel, homeless ministry, also evangelist, Spanish minister, Tagalog, Farsi, and so on. And basically, we urge you, to honor them. Be at peace among yourselves. So you should have a peace, with them. So no make argument to single dispute, something like that, and be peace among yourselves. Then verse 14, now we exhort you, we, meaning Paul, Silas, Timothy, exhort you, Thessalonians, Christians, brethren, warn those who are unruly, warning those unruly. So those who are not responsible, to the word of God, those, for example, one in a lodge, he raised at the mission house, he raised the path, but that's okay, raised the path. But the problem is the path excretion, they were not, clean the ark, by, the path owner. So that kind of smell stink, the brothers, other the worship service and something like that. So when those who are unruly comfort the faint-hearted. So for example, one lady's daughter, got breast cancer. So there, she is got faint-hearted. That is here comfort. They are faint-hearted. Uphold the weak. Some people, are very weak in faith sense or in spiritual sense. So that is hold up the weak. Be patient with all. So love is patient. Because church gave, one opportunity to repent. So he repented. But he turned back, to prior sin again. So, but in that case, be patient with all, pray for him continually. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone. So we are Christians. We are children of God. God is good. So we could not, bring evil for evil. But always pursue what is good, both for yourselves and for... Right here, pursue. Pursue meaning very eagerly pressing on me to do what is good, both for ourselves and for all, Christians in Thessalonians. Also, we can apply to Calvary Chapel and Anaheim Hills. So, verse 16, 17, 18, God's word. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Always personal relationship with God the Father. In everything, give thanks. Why in everything? Even if some trouble come out, why, so we give thanks, to everything, for everything. Why? Because if God works in everything together for good, according to God's purpose. Although we do not understand right now what happens to me, what happened wrongly or unexpectedly to me. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you, because this is the will of God. Do not quench the Spirit. Sometimes the Spirit murmur. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise the prophets. And several months ago, one lady delivered a prophet to Calvary and I'm healed. So we do not despise her prophet, but wait on the Lord. You know, when you know until we just wait long enough, the God you know will work out in His time, His day. Test all things. So prove you know, so your faith by works, right? So the faith without works is dead, right? So test all things. You know, to listen to the word of God, you believe the word of God, prove the word of God, you know, by works, by you know, your life. Hold fast or hold firmly what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. So abstain from every form of evil. So do not, you know, follow you know, any evil thing. Now may the Lord direct your heart into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. Right here, the Lord you know, direct our heart first into the love of God. For example, what things have gone wrong, that oftentimes we raise a question. You know, God loves me so much. Why, you know, God allowed these bad happenings, kind of raising? Or Satan, you know, attack it, that kind of question, you know, make a doubt of, you know, my faith. Or even, you know, my Christians also, you know, to raise the issue, you know, so you're in a personal relationship with God, you know, might have a you know, problem. That's why this kind of happens. But bottom line, we don't know at that time. But we know in his time why God allowed you know, that kind of happen. For example, Joseph. Joseph you know, was sold you know, as a slave by you know, his brothers. Then he was accused to rape. You know, there's a certain you know, the Egyptian leader's wife. You know, some kinds like that. That moment, why God allowed me? You know, that kind of rape. But still, so Joseph did not raise any doubt, any question, but still stay on the law. So he wait long enough, then God worked out Joseph to be the prime minister of Egypt to save Israelites and the Egyptians too. Then the next one is the Lord directed our hearts into the patience of Christ. But in Joseph's case, Joseph you know, waited long enough, so God worked it out you know, through Joseph. But unfortunately, so often we could not wait long enough. So we tried to help God out. You know, that kind of thing, trial, to help God out, often causes hinders of God's work. For example, Abraham, in Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 through 6, you know, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, "Do not be afraid, Abraham, I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward." But Abraham said, "Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, but heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus?" Then Abraham said, "Look, you have given me no offspring." Basically, you do not give me any children, any heirs. "Indeed, one born in my house is my heir." And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "This one shall not be your heir. So your servant Eliezer, your slave, shall not be your heir. But the one who will come from your own body shall be your heir." Basically, you will have your own child who will be your heir. Then he brought him outside and said, "Look now toward them. Heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them." So basically, without number, very lot of stars. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be. So your descendants are like a lot of stars. So many the descendants coming from Abraham. And he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness. Because that moment, the Abraham believed in God's word. So I would harvest my child from my body. Then, unfortunately, after 10 years, or sadly, Genesis chapter 16, verse 1 through 4, now Sarai, Abraham's wife, had borne him no children, and she had an Egyptian maidservant whose name was Hagar. So Sarai said to him, see now, the Lord has restrained me from bearing children. So basically, Sarai wanted to help God out, let Abraham's has a child through her servant Hagar. Please go into my maid, perhaps I shall obtain children by her. And Abraham heeded the voice of Sarai. Then Sarai, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, and gave her to her husband Abraham to be his wife. After Abraham had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, so he went into Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress became despised in her eyes. So this kind of Sarah, tried to, help God, out to have a baby through Hagar. So that kind of the flesh work, hinders the God's work right here. Her mistress and Hagar despises the Sarah in the first step, in the second step, Today, Arabic, people, all of them, descendant, from the Hagar's son, Ishmael. Those kinds of persecuting, today, Jewish people, too. So, but the letter, through the Sarah, had the son is Esau, right? Isaac. Also, we can see Jacob, Isaac case too. Genesis chapter 25, verse 21 through 23. God already, God had a foreknowledge, predestined Jacob would be the taker. Over blessing for God's people. Right here, Genesis chapter 25, verses 21 through 23. Now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren, and the Lord granted his plea, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. But the children struggled together within her, and she said, if all is well. So Abraham, then Isaac, then Jacob, Esau come out. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived, but the children struggled together within her, and she said, if all is well, why am I like this? So she went to inquire of the Lord, basically pray to the Lord. And the Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb. Two peoples shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger. So the first come out Esau, second is Jacob. So the God predestines the older shall serve the younger. So Jacob will be served by Esau. So also one people shall stronger than the other. So the Jacob's descendants shall be stronger. That's a prediction. But sadly, Rebecca, tried to, help God out, with deceit kind of thing. Genesis chapter 27, verse 12 through 19. Perhaps my father will fail me, and I shall seem to be a deceiver to him. Basically, Rebecca, asked Jacob to deceive Isaac to give, you know, blessing, you know, to Jacob rather than Esau, although Isaac wanted to give a blessing to the first son, Esau. That is, Jacob said, "My father or Isaac will fail me. I shall seem to be a deceiver to him or Isaac, and I, Jacob, shall bring a curse on myself and not a blessing." But his mother, Rebekah, said to Jacob, "Let your curse be on me, on Rebekah, my son. Only obey my voice, Rebekah's voice, and go and get them for me." And he, Jacob, went and got them and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory food, or, you know, delicious food such as his father loved. Then Rebekah took the choice clothes over her elder son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. So the younger son, you know, the Bible, the God said, you know, the older shall serve the younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats on his hands and on the smoother part of his neck. Basically, Esau was hairy, but Jacob, you know, the no hair, you know, the smooth skin. Then the pretended, you know, Esau's the skin, hairy skin. So that's why he used, you know, the goat skin. Goat is hairy, right? Then she gave savory food and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. And he went to his father and said, "My father, O Isaac." And he said, "Here I am. Who are you, my son?" Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done just as you told me. Please arise and sit and eat of my game, that your soul may bless me." Danny is Isaac blessed to Jacob, but after the blessing, you know, Esau, you know, came home bringing the hunted, you know, goat. You know, so that Esau got so angry, Esau tried to kill Jacob. Then in Genesis chapter 27, verses 43 and 45, "Now therefore, my son, obey my voice." Rebekah told Jacob, "Obey my voice, arise, flee to my brother Laban." So their, his uncles, or Rebekah's, you know, their, brother in Haran, and stay with him a few days. So she thought just a few days, but not a few days, 17 years they stayed there. "Until your brother's fury turns away, until your brother's anger turns away from you, and he forgets what you have done to him. Then I will send and bring you from there. Why should I be believed also you both in one day?" So they might lose, you know, two of them. But sadly, their, Jacob never saw her mother Rebekah for, you know, their mother's life, you know, alive. So 17 years in a foreign land, Jacob stays. He never saw his mother alive again. So because you know, the flesh works and, you know, not really helping God's work, you know, rather than hindrance in God's work, a lot of the sad things that happened. That's why, you know, we should, you know, wait long enough. So in his time, God make everything beautiful. "But we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw from every brother who works disorderly." So you know, to depart from, you know, everybody who works, you know, disorderly. Brother meaning Christians, some, you know, carnal Christians. So depart from, you know, carnal Christians, disorderly, and not according to the tradition which you received from us. Right here, you know, traditions, which meaning the previous chapter, you know, 2, verse 15, the disciple Paul, the definition of a tradition right here. "Therefore, brethren, stand fast, you know, firmly, and hold the traditions which were taught, whether by word or our official or our letter." So basically, these traditions talk about disciple Paul's teachings inspired by the Holy Spirit. So this is a tradition coming from the Word of God, you know, inspired by God, because here by word are our epistle. So this tradition excluded the extra biblical tradition. So, but obviously there is God the Mother and Virgin Mary, no such thing. So co-redemptive work of Mary, also purgatory. So only you can repent to priest, you know, mediator priest. So the Bible says, Colossians says, only one mediator, Lord Jesus Christ. Any Christian can repent their own sins through, you know, Jesus Christ. Only one mediator, no, you know, priest. So that is a purgatory, is outside of the Bible. Apocrypha, you know, also in outside the Bible, you know, extra, you know, biblical and documents kind of thing. And about the images, a lot of make you know, Jesus Christ image or Mary is about an image. So that is extra biblical, you know, the tradition. So Torah excluded here, you know, tradition means, you know, biblical tradition. So tradition meaning you believe a certain word of God, you know, the practice and that word of God continually. So the continual practice becomes a tradition. So let's see each question in verse 1. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may burn swiftly and be glorified just as it is with you. What does the phrase of the word of the Lord may burn swiftly? Which means disciple asked to pray Thessalonians Christians in order to deliver, you know, gospel, you know, the swiftly, without obstruction, you know, that kind of mean. So question 2, in verse 5, now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. So in the patience of Christ, you know, what does it mean? There's a wait on the Lord. So we, you know, wait long enough that God will work out. Of course, you know, during process, God asked us, you know, to do, you know, something. So that moment we should obey, you know, God's, in order to do something. So just the following moment to moment, we should follow God's direction patiently. Not like, you know, our flesh work, you know, with our flesh work, you know, we shouldn't try, you know, God to help out, you know, help God out. We shouldn't do so, because those kind of flesh work, the often, you know, would be hindrance of God's work. In verse 6, question 3, but we command you, brethren, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw from every brother, every Christian who walks disorderly, not according to tradition which he received from us. So here, the tradition meaning the biblical tradition coming from the teaching, you know, by word or an official inspired by the Holy Spirit. So this tradition indicates a biblical tradition, not extra, you know, biblical tradition. Let's just sing song all together, Amazing Grace.